My name is Harold Bigham. Our text for today's lesson is found in 2 Timothy 4:6-8. Paul says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing." Paul talks about his life as a child of God and what he had done for Christ, and therefore, as a result, that he lived a faithful Christian life, he was ready to die for the Lord. First of all, Paul says, in describing the life of a Christian, that a Christian is to be ready. Paul believed in being prepared. He believed in being ready in spiritual matters. He was ready to preach the gospel, to convert the lost. Romans 1:15-16. "So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Paul was ready to die for the Lord. This he stated in our text in 2 Timothy 4:6-8. He says as well, back in the book of Acts 21:13, "What mean ye to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." Paul could say this with great confidence because of his being ready spiritually. He had obeyed the gospel of Christ, Acts chapter 9 and also in chapter 22. And he was a strong defender of the faith. His reputation changed from being a persecutor of the Lord's church to being persecuted for Jesus Christ. "But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preacheth the faith which once he destroyed," Galatians 1:23. As Paul was facing death, he could say with great boldness and confidence that he was ready to die. Can one know that he is faithful to God? Can one be prepared as Paul was? The Bible says that we can know if we have eternal life. John wrote, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." 1 John 5:13. Eternal life is gained after we die in a position that is acceptable to the Lord. Therefore, one can be prepared or be ready to die as a faithful Christian when that person has obeyed the gospel of Christ and live faithfully, yes, even unto death, as Paul speaks of in our text today. Paul spoke of death as being an offering. Our life in submission to the will of God allows such to be viewed. The tent is being taken down. Notice the humble, submissive attitude of Paul. This doesn't surprise us, since Paul stated many times that his will or purpose in life was to be pleasing to God. "According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose I wot or know not, for I am in a strait between two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." Philippians 1:20-24. Epaphroditus was one of the same mind. Philippians 2:25-30. Now, if one's life is in submission to God, then one's death can be viewed as an offering. It is a terrible thing to die outside of Christ. For one to be saved eternally, one must be prepared to be offered. Paul realized that he would die sometime. He did not have the mindset that he would never die. He stated in our text, "The time of my departure is at hand." 2 Timothy 4:6. Life is made out of time. What are you doing with your time? Time is a commodity that cannot be regained once it is lost. We are to use time wisely. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:15-16. How can one use time wisely? The very next verse Paul says, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Ephesians 5:17. A wise person will seek to learn the will of the Lord. A wise person will realize that time is of the essence. For you have said, "I have heard thee, in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians 6:2. Paul again spoke of death as being a departure. It is a departure from this life. 2 Corinthians 5:1-4. Secondly, Paul says the life of a Christian is described as a fight, a course to run, and a faith to guard. Paul said in our text, "I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I've kept the faith." 2 Timothy 4:7. The Christian is to fight the good fight of faith. Paul said, "I have fought a good fight." Fight the good fight of faith, laid hold on eternal life, whereunto thou also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6:12. The Christian is a soldier in the Lord's army. "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." 2 Timothy 2:3-4. A Christian's fight is not carnal, but is spiritual. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. The Christian must finish the course to receive the crown. Paul said, "I have finished my course. Wherefore, seeing we also compass about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Hebrews 12:1-2. The Christian life is a race. Paul also said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? But one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. The Christian also must be a good steward. "I have kept the faith," Paul said. "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude verse 3. Again, Paul would say, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required as stewards that a man be found faithful. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1 and 2. We have an obligation, a duty, a responsibility to speak as the oracles of God. 1 Peter 4 and in verse 11. We must be a good steward of the Word of God. But then finally today, Paul says a heavenly crown awaits the faithful Christian. The Apostle Paul said that he would receive the heavenly reward. Heaven awaits the faithful child of God. Jesus is described by Paul as the righteous judge. 2 Timothy 4 and in verse 8. Jesus, the righteous judge, will reward the faithful Christian with everlasting life in heaven on the judgment day. Matthew chapter 25. My friend, God's plan reveals that after hearing the gospel being taught, that we are to have faith. Romans 10 verse 17, Mark 16, 15 and 16. This faith leads us to repent of our sins and to confess the good name of Christ as the only begotten Son of God. Luke 13 verse 3 and 5, Romans 10 verse 9 and 10. The final step of God's plan of salvation is scriptural baptism for the remission of sins. Acts 2 and in verse 38. Baptism puts one into Christ, into His church, Acts 2, 42 through 47. And we are to be faithful, yes, even until we die for the Lord, Revelation 2 and in verse 10, to go to heaven in the after while. My friend, will you consider our study today and then respond in loving obedience to the commandments of God? Thank you so very much. May God bless you as you continue to read and study the Bible.